السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا رسول الله الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيله حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل على هذا النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، يقول الله عز وجل: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. حدثنا جرير الأعمش عن أبي صالح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقول الله عز وجل: أنا عند ظني عبدي به، إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and control of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, companions, upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who follow and who is following and will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, 28th of Rabiul Awwal, Hijri 1440, we have gathered here to fulfill one of our weekly obligations towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the obligation of Khutbatul Jum'ah and the Jum'ah Salah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remind each and every one of us in every sermon that ittaqullah. Taqwa, conscious of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live with the fear and the hope that Allah will forgive us and Allah is watching us. May Almighty grant me and you the taqwa which is desired. My respected brothers, generally in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we remember, we reconnect, we celebrate the birth of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siratul Nabawi and Miladul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generally it has been the custom and the culture of the Muslim world from the 2nd century. But my respected brothers, the main objective of reconnecting ourselves with the birth, with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reconnecting us with the seerah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the objective is that reviving the principles, reviving the objective why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exists and what was his objective, what was his objective and what was his vision in this world. Just by celebrating, just by remembering, gathered alone, they're not going to give us enough virtue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anything which is connected to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it can be salawat or anything, that's going to be blessings for us. Definitely Allah is going to be pleased with us if we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our deen, our religion, our sharia, and all our acts of worship, we don't need to introduce something new to remember sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the essence of every ibadah, foundation of every action, foundation of every single action is remembrance of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the adhan was called, and then soon after adhan, everyone who heard, who were listening to the adhan, we will be reading a dua. Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati ta'ma wa salati al-qa'ima ati sayyidana muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadil. Our dua, that supplication 5 times a day. In fact, if the tahajjud adhan has been said, and if we hear the tahajjud adhan 6 times a day without failing, every one of us, we're going to read this dua. In this dua that we are supplicating, we're asking Allah, oh Allah, give the highest rank for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accepting. This is part of our ibadah. In our salah, we're not going to conclude, we're not going to finish our salah without at-tahiyyat. Our at-tahiyyat is not going to get concluded, oh, it's going to be accepted without salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. So we do not need something new to introduce, to remember, to pray. But as the love, as we are compassionate about sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he's the most worthy to be remembered, most worthy to be praised, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he's Muhammad, the praiseworthy, Ahmad, the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most. So there is nothing wrong. But if we are just pleased with just praising him, but just remembering him, but just sending salawat upon him, and neglecting the purpose of his existence, neglecting why he exists and what was his mission, and if we do not revive that mission, then Allah and Allah's Rasul will not be pleased with us. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in this 21st century, post-colonial era, we as Muslims can be minorities, or Muslim rulers who live, Muslim community lives in a majority community. We all are having a huge challenge that matching our standard with the Western standard. Not only life, when it comes to human rights standards, we are struggling, and we are actually apologetic, and we are working towards those things. And millennium goals set by a collective effort. There's a millennium goal. So these are the goals that you want to achieve. Poverty elevation, empowerment, education, women affairs, you name it. In this era, and we feel very inferior, that we are not on the top 10. You don't find in human rights charter a Muslim country on the number 1, number 2, number 3. So-called Muslim country. I mean, by name. Oh, a country which is, you know, the most of the citizens are Muslim. Oh, it has a name of Islam or so-called Arabic name. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, and I want to tell these youngsters who are studying of law, human rights and everything, don't forget, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, those who are calling all of you towards justice, equality, human rights, education rights, they are the ones who destroy this principle which was exist, which was established by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those leaders who came followed him. 100-150 years, 200 years ago, they destroyed everything. They did not have proper value, ethics, no principle. You will never find 1400 years ago any documentation which speaks about human rights. But you will find that in the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find that in the constitution of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And you will find that in the Quran. Every single individual's rights have been secured, assured, and confirmed, articulated. For so much so, even in the battlefield, Islam, Quran, the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us guidance. You are on a battlefield, you are confronting the enemy, you cannot fight them, you cannot destroy them, you cannot kill them the way you want it. The way you desire. There is a set of rules and regulations. It can be a noble cause. It can be fighting terror. It can be fighting oppression. It is unfortunate. I am appealing to every single one of you who are studying, who are reading now. At this moment, whatever English literature, in beginning of the 19th century and the end of 18th century, you will never find a single university in this world. In every university, the lecturers knew Arabic language. And one of the criteria, a qualification, they need to know Arabic language, then only they get the admission, permission to teach. Why did they have Arabic as one of the criteria? Because the knowledge, the legacy, human legacy, the principle, ethical values, everything was preserved in Arabic language. The teacher, the ustad, the lecturer should know, he must have access to those information, those knowledge, where he can translate into the other language. But now, we are seated here, we are very apologetic. We are looking at it as, you know, we are trying to justify. No! Every single one of us as Muslims, we should walk on this earth, having that pride, whatever goodness and righteousness that we are witnessing this world, the Father, the originator, the introducer of that goodness and righteousness is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will never find. Recently, one of our scholars, Hazrat Abul Hasan's son, Hafizahullah, Akram Abul Hasan Nizami Azhari Madani. He just finished his master's in Medina University. He's one of our senior scholars of this country, Abul Hasan Hadrat. Many of you will know, in Kalambu Markaz, his son. He wrote a small article about feminism in Arabic. And he's showing in that, beautifully saying, he's articulating, you know, in the time of Sahabas and right through, where women have spoken against their own rights. The women themselves. But when the women are denying, this is not our right, this does not belong to us. When Aisha radiallahu anha is denying, women should not be given permission to enter masjid, where Ibn Umar radiallahu anha said, no, it is their right, we cannot deprive them. Allahu Akbar. This is what is our Islam. But we do not know about it. We know about the Islam, what they portray to us, and we are apologetic about it. This is not one instance, he brings about 3 to 4 instances, I can go one by one, he says, where the women have said, no, it's not our right. But at that time the men, who was fighting for right and justice, was trying to convey the correct message from our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, no. You can say it wrong, you're right, but in our Sharia, in our, text, there is room for them. You need to accommodate them. Allahu Akbar. This is what is our religion. My respected brothers, so whatever righteous, whatever good that we find here, the father of those righteous, those good deeds exist is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's khutbah, amongst that one of the most important ethics and values that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us as Muslim as well as human beings. What makes us different? I want you to listen very carefully. What makes us different from other creation of Almighty Allah? We are human. Right? They are the noble creation of Allah. They have been given an intellect. They are given a power of deciding, controlling our emotions. All these are what? The strength, the virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Same creation, if you take our biological system, our biological system is very similar to any other animal. There might be a little different. Any medicine that we are using now, it is initially tested on another animal. Our blood system, our heart, everything works very similar to a mammal. But our software is not same. The way we think, hardware is similar thing, you have the same plugin. But the software, the app functioning within us is a very different, a unique software, unique app. The copyright is there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No software engineer can say, I can create a better. Now, it's everybody's time. Artificial intelligence, right? You get into the car, you say, just start. Okay, car is starting. You're giving the address, start driving. And we are very excited. Oh, very intelligent. Human being, we have created the mode of transportation, which is just, acting on your command. Alhamdulillah. It is the software that Allah created within us. Gave us that ability to create something. Very unique. Amongst all these uniqueness that Allah has given us, differentiate us from other creation. If I ask you, what is the most important aspect that me and you as human being possess? Many of us have many things. The most important aspect that Allah has given us, we have a conscience. You understand? We have a conscience. As human beings, we live with a conscience. Keeping our conscience alive and healthy is the most important challenge that me and you have. Our conscience will never lie. Our conscience will never mislead us. Our conscience will always say which is correct. But we keep denying. We say, okay, based on our desire, yes. I know it's wrong, but what to do? My survival is important. Our conscience says it's wrong, but I say yes, it's wrong. But what to do? I need to make more profit. If not, my business is going to run in loss. As a husband, I know our conscience knows that we are lying to our wife. But you say, to keep things right at home, yes, these are white lies. But our conscience knows what is going on. And what will purify our conscience and keep our conscience healthy? Conscience is something, if you live in a country, may Allah protect me and you. Once the citizen of a country, they have lost that conscience. They are not living by that conscience. May Allah protect me and you. That country, that place becomes hell for us to live. It becomes a hell. This I am saying general for every human being. Every human being. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has introduced something to keep our conscience alive. It is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. You know, our heart and mind continuously must be connected with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the entire system, our deen, a Muslim cannot be a person who lives against his conscience. If something wrong with his Islam, it is living against his conscience. A Muslim cannot be a Muslim until he being a very respectful and responsible citizen of this world. Because that consciousness gives him that responsibility. Many of you would have come here, maybe because of hurry you would have parked the vehicle in an awkward place. You are not here with me in khutbah, your mind is saying, oh, Imam should conclude it soon because I need to remove my vehicle. Because your conscience knows that someone is in trouble. You have blocked a vehicle. Road is blocked. Your conscience knows about it. You cannot pray, cannot be calm. Every action is judged and every action is guided. And it is designed and molded and trained with your conscience. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously reminded this. My dear respected brothers, when you go in the street, soon as you see a cop, you've been reminded something. Oh, there is cops. What has been reminded? I need to drive as a responsible driver. If not, I'm going to be in trouble. You go in a highway, you drive in a highway, you see the speed limit. Oh, 100, you just check it. Oh, there's something wrong. I need to reduce my speed. What happens? Why do they keep reminding? And now we live in 21st century. It can be social media, it can be internet, digital media, and all over print media, everything. Where do the people spend a lot of money? They spend money in marketing. You know, every company wants that everyone, our consumers, must keep remembering us. Keep remembering us. When they have a branding, they say, whenever they have a need, whenever they have a need, it can be even an undergarment. But we're not going to expose that. Nobody's exposing what is the brand of our undergarment. But the manufacturer wants, when a consumer needs a ride, he must remember our name. It should be our product. It should be our shop. And they spend millions and billions in marketing and keep reminding everyone who pass by, come to us. Don't you see that? How do you think social media companies make money? They are giving you for free. Right? They are giving you for free. But it's not free. They are selling your information. They are selling your behavior. They are selling your interests. They're selling your desires. They're selling your needs and wants to the manufacturing company, saying, okay, this is what. And they keep reminding you. They keep reminding you. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have introduced something very important for me and you to live as a human being first, and then as a good Muslim. First, to live as a human being. To live as a good human being, we need to keep our conscience fresh and alive. You know, when I spoke so long about, you know, reminding the brand, the company, the materialistic world, that's what it does. It destroys your conscience. It keeps bombarding and dirtying your conscience. So you are filled with desire. The more you desire, you kill your own conscience. Because in order to achieve sometimes your desires and needs, you cannot live by your conscience. You cannot live by your conscience. You know it's wrong. You know it is unethical. But whole world will be looking at you. And all of them will be laughing at you. And everybody will be feeling ashamed to associate with you. But you will not care. You will not have any conscience towards it. You will never give hearing to anyone. Your only desire and your only objective in this world is to achieve that business. Don't you see that? Don't we see that in the world? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Khutbatul Jum'ah is a weekly obligation that to remind us to renew our vision of why we exist here. And we know, like I said, every one of us, when you go and sit in your company, you're not going to go and talk to your marketing department or the salesman. You know, today Sheikh said, we're not going to do too much marketing, you know, leave everything aside, let us live with a conscience. No, this is not going to come in your meeting. You have your targets and everything, because that is the practical life that you're facing. You will have commitment. You need to do trade and commerce. You need to sell your product. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, forsake everything, leave everything. No. What does it want? He wants us to make a small change. You know, excel in your business, excel in your trading, excel in your commerce, do everything. But just connect your trading with remembrance of Allah. Wherever in the Quran, remember this. This is a lesson for me and for you. Take this message back home. Wherever in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned zakah, He mentioned zakah and salah together. Prayer and zakah. But wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned trade and commerce, tijara, before that and after that, he keep on reminding, he connects with zikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Tijara is mentioned in the Quran. Trade and commerce is mentioned in the Quran. And in fact, he encourages us. I read the words of Salatul Jum'ah. When the Adhan, when the caller calls towards you for Jum'ah, leave your trade, leave your business, leave your trading and come towards what? Remembrance of Allah. So its trade has been reminded. You know, because this lunch time is not a time you praying. This is a time where you need to make money. You need to work. The midday. You know, you other day other than Jum'ah, some scholars say, if only on Yawmul Jum'ah you can spend so much time in the time of Dhuhr in the masjid. This obligation. Other times, you need to go. The most important ibadah after Salatul Dhuhr and before Dhuhr is that trading, business and working. So you need to what? Reduce the time of Salah, reduce the time you spend in the masjid and you need to go and work. Except those who are dedicated to do other obligation of learning and teaching and all that. My respected brothers, and Allah says, leave the trading, leave the business, leave everything and come towards the remembrance of Allah. And then he does not stop there. So once you are done, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, once you are done with your salah, don't again just sit here reading Lord of Dua, Dhikr, Barakah, no. You know, do your basic sunnah and then rush, فَانْتَشِرُوا, spread in the earth all over the world and then look for my bubble. Then again trade. Go around the world, everywhere where you want. Again he's saying what? He's encouraging us to do trading. But after saying that, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He says what? Remember Allah abundantly. There is many type of zikr. Morning and evening, Quran reading, all the zikrullah. You know, you sit alone and then be saying Subhana Kalima. There are kalimas, the words and sentences that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. These are the best of zikr. Allah, la ilaha. These are another form of dhikr where you seclude yourself and sit alone or in a gathering, you do remembrance. But the remembrance what Allah is mentioning here while you are trading is not that. That is that every trade do with my conscience. Remember that He is with you. In Surah An-Nisa, yesterday when I was driving, I was sharing this information with my, you know, family. Early morning when I got up, opened up my Facebook, there was a Imam from Nigeria. He's reading certain words from the Surah An-Nisa. But the recitation and the way he read it is really such. I have been reading Quran, I don't know, from my early age. But then I heard it, it was like new for me. And one message in that. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the forgiveness, make istighfar and all that. And he says, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِمَا يَعْبَدُونَ مُحِيطٌ. The verse says that we actually conceal ourselves. We are really ashamed to do certain acts in front of people. وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. We are not concealing ourselves in front of Allah. But Allah is with them. Allah is with them. وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. He is with them. He is with us. In every moment, when we do every action, our intention and everything, He knows about it. My respected brothers, this is a remedy that Allah has given us to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to keep this world a healthy, a world where we can live, that we need to have at least 60% of the population should live with the conscience and zikrullah. When they have that conscience, when they have zikr, they will have modesty, haya in them. When they have haya, modesty on them, they have self-respect. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is a very important lesson that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught me and you. We as Muslims, we have a responsibility to present this, to teach this, to go around and, you know, behave in that way. Behave in that way in every transaction, in every injunction in our life, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behaving with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this 21st century, we are in need of that. It is very unfortunate. We live in a time, we live in an era, where our leaders, our political leaders, community leaders, they do not have any kind of conscience or any kind of modesty or shame on them. They live the way they want. They take decision the way they want. They behave the way they want. And they are not shame for themselves, in fact for the citizen of this country, for the entire humanity. So my respected brothers, and this is the message for you on this day of Yawmul Jum'ah. This is the last khutbah of Rabiul Awwal. We're gonna expecting in few days, month of Rabiul Akhir. In few days time, it's gonna be Rabiul Akhir. Another 2 days, another we're gonna be, inshallah, fighting the moon for Rabiul Akhir. So let us have this in our mind, that Allah is with us. Let us connect. Let us, you know, refresh, purify our conscience with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us keep teaching and connect to everything. When you wake up in the morning, when you drive around, when you see anything, try to connect that with zikrullah. Finally, my respected brothers, we know, don't lose hope. This is the last hadith where Imam Jarir is narrating from A'mash. A'mash is narrating from Abi Salih. Abi Salih is narrating from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a hadith al-Qudusi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I am with my slave the way he is with me. The way you think, don't blame anybody. Have positive thinking. Connect yourself with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Always have good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another hadith in Muslim Sharif. You should not, none of you should die, leave, depart from this world unless you have good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah is going to forgive me. Allah is going to support me. Allah is with me. We need to have this consciousness within ourselves. So this hadith is very important, which gives us encouragement, which will give us support in any moment. Don't worry. Don't lose hope. You can be a person who, according to you, the worst person, but Allah is with you. But when He is with you, when you remember Him. أَنَا مَعَهُ حِينَ ذَكَرَنِ. I am with Him when He remembers me. You can be whoever you are. Can be the biggest sinner. But when you remember, He is with you. When you remember within yourself, He is reminding with Him. When you remember Him in a gathering, he is remembering you in a better gathering than that. He is remembering you, my respected brothers, when you walk towards Him. When you get closer to Him, arm's length, He is walking towards you, 2-3 arms length. When you walk towards Him, He is rushing towards you. He is with us. Don't worry. Whatever the condition, whatever the political condition, whatever the world condition, we as believers will never lose hope. Our market can say, the business can say, this is what the dollar rate. Don't worry. Allah is with us. Keep that, belief, firm conviction within you and march forward and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, the elders in Islam, may Almighty Allah give me and you whatever the remembrance desired, and let us live with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and our parents and all of those who are present here and all those believers who have left us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.